This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how a former investment banker traded the high life for a higher calling.
First, though, today we offer a belated happy birthday to Zach Sunderland. Zach turned 17 on Saturday. He celebrated alone, and we mean really alone. Here is a familiar voice. It's NPR's Alex Chadwick, and as he reports, the Southern California teen is trying to become the youngest person to sail around the world solo.
I saw Zach 6 months ago on a dock in Los Angeles on his 36-foot sloop. He and the Intrepid are now a little more than halfway around the world, and it's been interesting getting there.
The first thing I said to him is, have you loaded your gun? He said, yeah, my gun is loaded.
Lawrence Sunderland, dad and role model. Zach called on the sat phone several weeks ago from the Indian Ocean. He was frightened. There was an ominous boat tracking him, drawing near. And this is what Lawrence told his 16-year-old son.
Okay, Zach, your gun's loaded. You're going to have to go out there and shoot. Don't shoot to wound these. You're going to have to shoot to kill, because if they're armed and they're pirates, they're going to kill you. They'll kill you and they'll take your boat.
The boat followed a while longer and then turned away. Not the worst moment in this quest.
This hopefully will be Zach right now on the telephone.
Hi, Zach.
Good.
How are you?
That's his mom, Marianne. More from Zach in a moment. Now, we're in the dining area of the family home outside L.A. It's comfortable and crowded. This is not a wealthy family, more sailors than yachters. Lawrence manages big boats and sells them. There are six other kids, ages 15 to 1.5, all homeschooled. There's a world map taped to one wall. Everyone's kind of studying marine geography.
There's Mauritius right there.
Yeah.
Its next leg is to Durban, and off of Madagascar, there's a storm that lives there.
Lawrence, pointing to the Indian Ocean near southern Africa, where, as we speak, Zach is steering the Intrepid away from the continental shelf off Madagascar.
And if you're inside that continental shelf, that's where you get the 40, 50, and 60-foot waves.
If you have children, you must be thinking what I am. Okay, for Zach, how do mom and dad get through this? But things that sound dangerous are less so if you know more about them. And Lawrence and Marianne are watching the weather charts and talking to Zach every day, providing guidance.
There's a storm that rolls through the Southern Ocean every 3 days. We'd heard that, but now that we have the forecasting software, you can actually see them. They're huge, spiraling masses. They're purple, which means heavy winds, you know, just rolling every 3 days they come by.
The worst. 3 weeks ago, Zach still crossing the Indian Ocean. A big, big storm. Night. The rigging starts to come apart. He goes on deck. The big waves rolling down. A wild sail torn and beating free. He pulls things back as best he can because he's alone. And that's what you have to do.
He nearly got knocked off the boat several times. And although he had a harness on, when you're on the bow of a boat, if you're going to fall over, there's pretty much no chance of getting back on the boat.
At one point, he said, I'm so exhausted, I can't do this anymore, I have to sleep. And I said, then you have to sleep, you have to take care of you. And he did, he went down below, he fell asleep, and he woke up, the seas had calmed down to maybe 8 to 10 feet, and the sail had stopped flogging. So it was like this horrible situation just resolved. So yeah, that was something.
I did talk to Zach. The ocean he's heading into, the Cape of Good Hope at South Africa, you can hope for good, but expect storms.
They're really fast moving down here, and there's not much you can do. You have to be really, really careful on this leg, leaving it a little bit late in the season now, so in a little bit more danger. I mean, from what I hear, no one really gets off unscathed.
Explore the world, discover yourself. Zach is on schedule to become the youngest round-the-world sailor, though another youngest round-the-world attempt began a couple of weeks ago. Even if Zach does make it, his record may not last. But he'll be back here, safe at harbor again, and with a small crowd waiting in welcome. We'll check back with him before then. Alex Chadwick, NPR News, Marina Del Rey, California.